Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
More than $4 million federal dollars are heading to the Philadelphia suburbs to help pay for lead remediation. Bucks County was passed over last year, but this year they're getting just over $1.5 million. Congressman Brian Fitzpatrick says risks for lead exposure start to climb in homes built before 1978, and he says there's a significant risk increase in homes built before 1940.
We have over 110,000 homes that were built before 1978. We have over 30,000 homes that were built before 1940.
Bucks County Commissioner Rob Lockery says for years the county's had programs to help homeowners rehab properties. He says this will help remediate rental properties as well. And
this will actually even help more enhance our owner-occupied rehabilitation program, because there could be, you know, you could eat up $10,000 to $15,000 like that with lead-based paint abatement.
Montgomery and Delaware counties are also getting money from the grant. Bucks County is still working out how the money will be doled out, but over the course of the four-year grant, they expect to help 50 to 100 families. In Bristol, Jim Melwert, KYW News Radio.